What's up, guys? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
Anne Catherine
and Carolyn. I hope you guys are having a great week.
We're having a good week.
We are, and I hope that, I guess you had a great week, because this goes up on Monday, but if you guys didn't know, we literally record these episodes on Sunday, so it's Sunday afternoon right now.
Yeah, and then we have them up for you right on Monday, start to your week.
Mm-hmm.
We're in it with you on these ones.
Literally, it's like such a fast turnaround. You guys hear this conversation the day after it happens. So, I guess I hope that you had a great week and are ready to
have a new one.
Since it's Monday when you're listening to this.
Our week consisted of on Wednesday, so it was like kind of the midweek, we started our first week of classes back at school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been here just like hang out, but our first week of like actual
working
classes, which has been
not even really a full week. We actually only each had two days
of classes. Like, I've had three classes total the past week.
We've been here for a week now, but classes didn't start until Wednesday. We both also just happened to have Thursdays off of classes, like, all semester. We just don't have classes on Thursday. So we had classes on Wednesday, got Thursday off, classes on Friday, had our weekend, and then I guess tomorrow starts
weekend.
Our first full week.
Tomorrow's gonna be rough. We have one class that's, like, from 4 to 9 p.m. But it's a good group of people, and we're all...
Is it 4 or is it 5?
I don't... Like, a late 4. Like, basically 5 to 9.
Okay,
something.
Maybe it's, like, 4:45. Yeah,
4:45 to, like,
9:30. We have a long class, but we have it together. It's the only class that we have together.
And with, like, it's all of our majors, so we know all the people in it, and we're all super excited to, like, have a class together again.
Yeah, we are both studying international business. We're at Northeastern. Same major, but, like, kind of within that, we're able to take different courses, like, concentrate in different things a little bit. But we have this, like, core international business class every semester where we've been together. So we have had, I think
We only had one of them together.
True. I think every semester we've had one class together, though. And this year, it's our super long one. It's, like, at least 4 hours long. It's going to be
But everyone's just going to be delirious, and it's going to be so fun being all together. I really liked this week of classes just because I like having connections with people outside of just parties on the weekends, which is fun, and I love seeing people in that setting, but just seeing, like, friends passing on the street, walking to class, or just if you have classes with your friends, that's been so good in a different, like, form of connection with these friends for me. And I just like seeing people in different settings and getting to know them.
Yeah, one thing that we did, like, literally only once last week, but we're so into it, and I want
to
do, like, literally every night this week.
No,
is that, is, like, having people over for dinner. We're calling it Bring Your Own Dinner.
Okay, you botched it. It's what?
BYOD.
It's BYO. No, it's BYO food. You botched it.
My bad.
But I had, my friend was like, oh, let's go to dinner. And I was just, I really needed to, like, cook some good vegetables for myself, right? So then we had this idea of everyone just brings their own food. Like, if you want to cook for yourself, if you want to get food for whatever, you know, from wherever, just bring it. Come over and we'll all just eat together. And it was so fun. And we will definitely be, like,
doing that more. Especially during the week when everyone's busy working, doing classes, all of that. It's kind of like the only somewhat free time you have, I feel like, is
like meal times.
Dinner.
Yeah.
And like meal times.
Meal times in general,
and instead of like having to plan to go out and like spend that time going out somewhere, spend the money and stuff, it's like everyone can just like bring their own food, come over to the apartment and have a communal little dinner together. So I want to do that one this week. Like,
yeah, well,
I literally
we'll
need to make a list of people
that
I want to invite over for dinners this week.
So, guys, if you get an invite, you made the cut.
Everyone's invited, honestly. I've met a lot of people that I could see, like, being really good friends with. So I'm excited to actually, like, see people more this week.
And, like,
in their natural habitat.
In their natural habitats. More, you know? Yes. That's what it's all about.
And their things. But
doing their thing.
I mean, this week has been fun. It was nice to get just like a little teaser of classes in those first couple days. This week
sometimes I forget that like
school.
Sometimes I forget
that we're here for school.
No, actually, like,
yeah,
I have homework to do. Like, I have work to do before like midnight tonight. And then
I've
not even looked at it.
This week is gonna be the first week being really in a routine where it's going to be like really important to solidify my routine and make sure that I'm like balancing everything, which is why I think the topic of this episode is perfect. We're going to be talking about how to live a healthy lifestyle, balance a healthy lifestyle while you're in school. I guess mostly college focused, but like not necessarily. Like we're still talking like just all school in general, even if you're out of school and you just like have a job. Our top tips to balance those other things in your life, like with a healthy lifestyle, and just maintain a healthy lifestyle no matter what you do when you're busy.
All right, let's get into our highs and lows for the week. So my high for the week was I was like leaving my building about to go for a little walk, and I saw one of my friends who lives a couple buildings over. She was going on a walk, and so like we saw each other and we decided to go on a hawker walk together instead of just doing our little usual alone podcast walk. And we just spent the whole time walking and talking about everything, and it was so much fun.
Kind of catching up. I feel like you hadn't seen her in a while.
Or, I mean, we'd seen her, again, like, just out in a party setting is so much different than, like, actually having time to, like, really catch up. To talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really fun. And obviously nice because we both were on our walks together.
Yeah, this friend, it's so funny. I feel like she's very similar to us. Like, we've not worked out together, but we, like, see her in the gym a lot. Like, super into fitness, too. But, like, she's also like us where she needs that, like, mental break walk every day. So that was, like, a funny thing last year. Like, we would always see each other when we were out.
On our walks.
So that's nice.
And then my low, I don't know if you guys can hear, but I have a little cold. My voice is a little gone. I feel like everyone, at least at our school right now, has a cold.
Yeah.
And we're obviously getting tested for COVID, and we know it's not that. Everyone just has little colds, stuffy noses, sore throats. There's a cold going around. We all have it.
Okay, what's your goal then?
My goal is, well, it doesn't relate to my low, but I want to get my day started earlier. So the past week I've been really liking like slower mornings, not like 15 minutes of kind of downtime, or I've been journaling, drinking tea in the morning, and kind of like just setting intentions, balancing the morning. And I love it in the moment. And then I get to the gym and it's way later than my typical start is. So that throws me off a little bit once I get to the gym and it's already like an hour,
mm-hmm.
which is nothing. An hour is literally nothing, but it feels so different when there's more of a crowd, you know, it's a different set of people. And then I feel like I'm an hour behind in my day. So this week I'm going to try to get an earlier start and try that out for the week and see which one I like better and go forward with either of them.
I think you should have the earlier start, but like still do that 15 or so minutes of like journaling, having tea.
Oh yeah,
and stuff.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I was just clarifying.
Yeah.
That you weren't like Xing that out.
And I mean, I can mix in days here and there, you know, where I get a slight by later start. I mean, I'm getting up at 7, not 6, honestly, because I've class. So it's really not anything life-changing and dramatic, but it feels so different when you're in it. Anyway, so that's my goal, and then I guess I'll check back in.
Yeah,
I kind of feel in next week
in a similar way though. Like I feel like on the days where we have been getting up early, like we've been getting up at like 7 and stuff, like a pretty good hour, but I feel like maybe I've been inefficient in the morning to where like I drag it on, and then it's like even though I woke up early, like I'm still getting started later.
That's not the point. I feel like we're on the same page. It's less of like waking up earlier, it's more of when am I gonna get going.
Okay, my high for the week was kind of unexpected. Like obviously I know having built my social media platforms and stuff up a lot this past year that like somewhat, especially in my school, people are gonna know who I am, like especially just because like I'm in that environment,
or,
you know,
or just like connect you as a person with fitness and Instagram and everything,
right?
You know?
Right. But honestly, I was not expecting as much like positive acknowledgement, I guess I would say, as I've been getting this past week. It's honestly been like kind of crazy for me.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
The amount of people who have come up to me in the gym to tell me how much they love following me and my content, and just like,
and, or that they are like, oh my god, I'm following your program right now,
right?
Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
It's like obviously I would expect like a little bit of it, or like to some extent like some people like just being aware, but I mean the amount of people who have like actually come up to me and just been so thoughtful and nice and like said such nice things has made me feel so great. And actually one instance, we were at something yesterday in the afternoon, and a guy actually came up to me and said that, like, he finds my content helpful as well, which is kind of cool to me because obviously I think a lot of my content is tailored towards girls. If I look at my demographics, I have like a 90% female audience, which I've always like taken a lot of pride in because it just means that there's less like creepy men on my page and that I'm hitting my target audience. But this guy came up to me and he said, like, I really appreciate how real your content is because, you know, I'm into fitness and as a guy, I struggle with some body dysmorphia and that kind of stuff too. And so it's like even helpful to me. And like the fact that someone would just like be that vulnerable and like actually say that to me meant so much because I was like, wow, like people actually see that and like think that they can trust me and like share that with me. Like that's meant the whole goal. That's the whole goal. That's Yeah, that has definitely been a high. That has made me feel so, so great. And, like, I've just, like, met so many nice people that I want to be friends with. And then my low, I would say my sleep has been so thrown off. I think...
we were just talking about that. Now all of our immune systems are a little bit...
Right, that's, like, probably affecting the immune system as well. But because of that, because I've been, like, so off routine, I've not been getting good sleep. I would say probably, like... 6 hour average where usually my body's like thriving off 8. A couple days ago I just crashed, like I hit a wall and I just felt so sick the entire day, and so I need to not let that happen again, because even though like in the moment I might feel like, oh, this is fine, like I'm cruising along, like if you just keep doing that you're gonna hit a wall at some point. And so that's what happened. So going off of that, my goal is to go to sleep earlier and just to make sure that I'm getting good sleep, because I know that that impacts everything.
And we will get into that.
Yeah, that's actually a point that we're going to make. So today we wanted to share kind of 10 steps or 10 key parts to living a healthy lifestyle while in school.
Yeah. So this is kind of tailored to college, but you can take any of these and apply them to if you're in high school, middle school, whatever it is. If you're out of school, if you're in work.
Pretty much the same thing. You can do it to anything. Just a life where you have a lot of responsibilities and a schedule. It kind of applies to everything.
To everyone's life.
Mm-hmm. I think coming off of summer for a lot of us, if you are students, it's so much easier to get into a routine and, like, really dedicate so much time to a healthy lifestyle and wellness when you have all that free time. And it can be harder once you have these added responsibilities and schedules. To maintain that routine or to start it. That's even harder to try to start these things while you're doing it. So we want to kind of talk you through what we think the best starting points are, the best like tips are to keep continuing that, how to improve it.
Everything.
All of that. All
right. Number one.
Number one, a consistent workout routine.
Of course. And it's not, there's no answer. We're not going to give you a workout routine right here because it depends on what your goals are, who you are, you know, what you're doing in your life and how you can build that routine.
Right. Like the tip is not to lift 5 days a week or run every day because it's not one size fits all, right? Like the tip is to have a consistent workout routine, whatever fits best with you and is something that you know you can be consistent with.
So, I mean, you can look at your schedule, find the times and activities that work best for you. I know on a day where I have a lot of classes, I'm just gonna lift. But if there's a day where I have like a while between my when I'm gonna go to the gym in the morning and then my first class, I'll make it more cardio heavy and kind of balance it out with what's going on in my life as well. So if I have to take a longer shower, like I have time because I got a lot more sweating.
If I
have to wash my hair, you know, all the things.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of looking at your schedule and seeing what fits, obviously, if you are not a morning person and you have 8 a.m. classes, you don't need to force yourself to get up at 5 to do that. So find where it fits into your schedule and what you feel is best for you. Like, some people just thrive more in the afternoon or at night. Some people just thrive more in the morning. Your schedule may fit different things, but
the time of your workout affects nothing besides how much energy you have, you know?
Exactly.
But
it
like
should just be what fits best for you.
The time of your workout does not change the effectiveness of the actual workout. So it's like, don't force yourself to go when you don't want to, go when you can't, you know what I mean? But also, the workout itself can be different every day, you know. I mean, obviously still stay on a routine to some extent.
You definitely want to have some variety of things to keep, one, keep your training well-rounded and also keep you interested. I know in Change with Caroline, which is like my program that other people follow, but also the program that I follow because I love it and like I built it to be effective and fun and great. We consistently lift weights throughout the week, but we also include different types of cardio. We have these full body boot camps that keep it fun and exciting while also being effective. And Catherine is actually about to start teaching workout classes.
If you go to Northeastern, which is
maybe a small percent,
like 10 of you, maybe a small percent, I don't know. And want to do this is more of like a boot camp style or like low weight, high rep, but I am teaching workout classes and hopefully spin classes soon once that opens up. So yeah, come to them. It'll be so much fun, and that can be one of your one of your varying workouts for the week.
Find what you love, whether it's lifting, running, spin classes, other workout all of classes, them. Or just all of the them. Above. Like, I love all types of movements, and I love keeping a variety in them.
Because it's just, it makes it so interesting and
it
fun.
It makes me excited to work out every day because
when you're
not so monotonous.
When you stop, I was gonna use the word monotonous.
Wow. Look at us.
Look at us.
Wavelength.
Oh.
Another thing, the last thing I feel like I want to add to this is I understand that, like, as a student, as someone with a job, you are probably so busy. You have so many tasks that you feel like you have to do.
Tasks.
And it's easy to just see your workout as, like, ugh, one more thing that you have to do.
But no, this we talked about this in the last episode, or maybe it was the first episode. But a workout, don't look at it as, like, oh, my God,
Another thing I have to do.
No, it's like if you look at it as a task, you're going to be like pulling the energy out of the same area that you've been like draining it from all day doing all your other schoolwork. But if you look at it as something exciting and fun and different, you're going to get that like refresh of energy.
It's a break from all of the other things that you're doing during your day to just like have your you time, get that energy out, clear your head, connect with yourself, all the good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
So it's a good thing. It's a very positive part of your day.
And then the other thing that you want to just, like, couple that with is your nutrition and eating well so you have the energy to go do that stuff. Mm-hmm. So our next point is focus on nutrient-dense
foods. When we say nutrient-dense foods, I kind of want to, like, define what that is because I think that can be unclear sometimes. Nutrient-dense foods means foods that have, I guess, like, if we're going metaphor over here, like, a lot of bang for their buck, you know?
So true.
Like, you get a lot of nutrients in that food. Right. It's things like fruits and vegetables and lean proteins and, like, lean meats, grains,
you're
going to
get a lot of
seeds,
benefits from eating it.
So, like, something, let's just do, like, two comparisons. Something that's more nutrient dense would be a sweet potato. Because you have lots of complex carbs, you have lots of vitamins and minerals in that thing.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, micronutrients as well.
Yes. On the other hand, potato chips. I'm just using these because it's like two kind of similar things, like potato kind of based things. Potato chips.
Even though it's still a potato,
you're not getting much nutrients for what you're eating.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what to do if you're maybe like a freshman or someone who's going to a dining hall. What should you do when you're walking into a dining hall?
Take a lap.
Take a lap.
Take a lap. See what you're working with.
Look, the dining hall can be kind of hard.
Disgusting.
We're not on meal plans this year, but last year we were. And we were at the dining hall and we had to navigate that too.
I ate Greek yogurt cups by the end of it. I was so fed up. The last 2 months of school, I swear to God, I ate Greek yogurt cups. Out of the cup, I ate like 12 of them a day, and that's the only thing I ate because I wasn't getting enough nutrients.
No, yeah, that's not recommended.
There's
no variety.
Please do not do that. Please do not do that. There was no variety. It was easy, and I was just so done with eating like slimy, gross chicken every day.
I think some dining halls can be
great. Dining halls can be
so. Let's talk what to do at the dining hall. We want to focus on probably the most basic things, because if you're going to a dining hall, chances are that, like, everything's being cooked with a bunch of other random stuff. There's, like, so many, like, additives, I guess, I would say. So
most additives are just things that, if you see chicken, you see chicken.
Like, is it just chicken, or is it, like, chicken?
There are a bunch of different spices, and, like, they definitely cook it in
like probably like canola oil.
Canola oil was the first ingredient
in like all of our dining hall food.
So look for the but most there's so much basic that it was things. Cooked with that you maybe don't like know and
right. Yeah. So looking for proteins. What are like the basic proteins? Do they have basic grilled chicken? That's pretty awesome. Do they have like maybe like fish that's cooked like pretty basically? Do they have like tofu? Things like
and by
that.
By basic we don't mean bland, we just mean like
yeah, I just mean
no
like
mystery
they're
surprise
not like covered in mystery there. Stuff. Yeah. It's just kind of just that protein source. For vegetables, do they have things that are just like plain roasted
steamed
vegetables, plain
roasted
steamed
nicely,
vegetables? That's great. Those are such good choices. I think the alternative to that is like last year when we were in the dining hall, there would be a lot of vegetables that were just like swimming in mysterious oils and sauces. And
like, yeah.
And I would
you
stay
never
away
knew
from
what was
that
in it, and you always left with a stomach ache.
Literally always left with a stomach
always
ache from those ones. So go for the vegetables that look the most kind of stripped down, like in their pure vegetable form, I would say, and not like all these other things.
You want to see the color.
For carbs, I'm sure that you can find rice. White rice, brown rice,
whatever
all great. Things like sweet potatoes, quinoa, like carbs like that. Like honestly, the key to the dining hall is finding the most like stripped down things and putting them together to make a great meal.
Taking your time and looking at your options and weighing the pros and cons
and like piecing things together. I don't know about you guys, but like we had different stations and stuff. Like don't be afraid to just like
don't be afraid
take
to take one thing from
different
from
stations
and just throw it on a plate
and
after.
Make it a meal, you know, throw like a good bowl of some sort together.
Yeah, do whatever you want, but I mean the main thing is just to stick with that healthy lifestyle, focus on just whole foods, getting enough protein, getting those micronutrients with that, so your veggies, your fruits. I'm going to emphasize again, micronutrients. Like I said, when I was eating the Greek yogurt cups, I was not getting enough nutrients, and it's so much harder at school to get those nutrients just because, like, they're just not as available.
Yeah,
they're not as available.
You're not having, like, a super big variety of fruits and vegetables.
If you don't have your own, if you're in a dorm and not an apartment, like, you can't have a stock of fresh vegetables and fresh fruit, you know, you're limited, you're restricted.
Supplement
on
with
that
things though
bit.
Literally my greens and reds saved me last year because I would just take them every day no matter what I had at the dining hall. I would just pop some greens and reds for nutrients. Okay, but then if you are someone who's cooking at home, this year we have an apartment, we have a kitchen, which is awesome.
I've loved it.
So yes, you're cooking for yourself and you kind of have control over what you're having, but you're also very busy. Not everyone has time to, like, be cooking every meal.
You get bored.
That's something that I'm definitely, like, coming to terms with right now because it's, like, I thought that I would be able to cook all these meals and stuff, but the truth is, like, you're busy, you get bored of it, and the best thing to do is to be prepared beforehand with those good foods. Because when it comes to your mealtime and you're tired, you don't want to cook something. You want to have something good already ready for you. So our tips, take a grocery trip, be pretty intentional with what you get. Get some good carbs, get some good proteins, get some good vegetables. Cook things in advance and have them ready for yourself to put together into a meal. Like, what are your favorite things to do with that?
I've really been loving, so I don't know, I think of my meals as like a protein source, a carb source, and like a large protein source, large carb source, and like a vegetable.
Yeah.
On the side.
With,
and
like,
I'll
sort
cook
of, like,
it in
fat,
some, like, fat.
Like,
yeah. And then there'll be fat, like,
obviously,
involved.
Like, in everything.
Obviously, in everything. So I've been chicken. Obviously, love chicken. It's easy to just cook in a pan. And then frozen vegetables, because they last a lot longer if you're just cooking for yourself. Love frozen vegetables. But I'll, like, cook the chicken in one pan. Cook, like, if I make bonza pasta or if I make rice. Chicken and rice is always a go-to. In another pan, and then my vegetables in another pan.
Well, yeah, vegetables,
and we're good to go.
If you have an air fryer or an oven, roast a bunch of vegetables.
Yeah.
But also, like Catherine said, like, don't be afraid of frozen vegetables.
I love
they're already
vegetables.
Cooked. They're so convenient.
What?
They're already cooked. You just defrost them. You don't have to, like, cook them. You just defrost
vegetables
them.
Vegetables aren't cooked in general.
No, but, like, they're not going to be, like, hard, raw vegetables. You know what I mean? You get, like...
What?
If you get frozen cauliflower and you defrost it, it is steamed cauliflower.
What?
What are you talking about? It's soft like steamed cauliflower. It's not like raw cauliflower. I literally don't know why you're laughing.
I'm so confused.
Some other things that I like to cook kind of in bulk are your carbs. Quinoa, brown rice, roasted root vegetables like sweet potatoes, butternut squash. All of those things are things that you can literally cook in bulk, eat it for a meal, and put the rest away in the fridge. And then you have those like carbs that you can add to meals for a few days or the rest of the week or whatever it is. Like, cook up some rice, cook up some quinoa, and then you have bases to bowls.
My favorite thing is when like all of our roommates are in the kitchen cooking at the same time and we're all just making something fun and different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, I mean, you don't have to cook like these extravagant recipes every time. Every night. You can make really like good, yummy and nutritious things.
Yummy
with pretty basic ingredients.
Yummy,
yummy. Like, have those things cooked, prepped in advance. Have, like, some sort of dressing and stuff that, like, pulls it all together. And
if boom, you have all you have great meals. Okay, our final point on this. If you have all the separate ingredients already cooked and prepped and, like, together in the fridge or something, throw it in a bowl and you're good to go. Dinner in 5 minutes. Next point. Let's do something for mindfulness every day. So it's if you're journaling, reading, like, meditating, stretching, doing yoga, whatever it is. Every day, twice a day, morning and night, even if you...
But at least once a day, do something.
Going for your walk can count as that. If you, like...
Yeah.
If you're in your head, like, and loving it.
We cannot stress enough that it is literally so important to have a good relationship
so
with yourself.
So important. That's what this all is about. If you... It's the foundation. Like, we're not saying be a hermit. By any means. But you need to solidify that relationship and understanding and awareness of yourself before you go share that version of yourself with other people.
Yeah, by like having a good relationship with yourself, I think the core of that really means being in tune with how you're feeling. Understanding yourself. Yeah, the awareness of yourself. Making yourself a priority and all of that. And the best way to make sure you're doing that is to slow down and do something mindful
every day. Like, check in with that.
Literally check in with
yourself. Purposefully and intentionally check in about it.
I think that to do all of the things that we're talking about and to truly live, like, your healthiest, happiest life, you have to be a little bit selfish. And I don't mean that in a way where you don't care at all about other people. It just means that you have to always be thinking about yourself and making yourself a priority, and you have to have these non-negotiable things that you always do for yourself no matter what. And so to get better at that, doing something for your mindfulness every day is super great.
Practice.
And I think
it's literally practice.
Something that Inkapa and I have both been really leaning into recently is journaling. I think we've both been doing it in the morning to like set our intentions for the day. I used to try to journal at night all the time, and I could never get consistent with it because in the night I would just be like
ready for
so
bed.
Tired
I just, like,
and
wanted
drained
it to be over.
But these days, I have been starting my day with 10 minutes of just, like, setting my intention for the day. Like, this is how I want to feel today. This is what I want to do. This is what today's going to be about.
And it's a game changer because
it is.
You put yourself in that headspace right away and you stick with it rather than trying to do that all day and then at the end of the day, reflect on it, and then you're just...
Right.
You're living your...
Like, it's, like, backwards.
You're, like, backtracking.
It's backwards if you wait until the end of the day and then just try to reflect and be like, how did I do, when you never set the intentions of how you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Doing
it's
this
just,
in the morning.
It's clarity if you do it in the
then
morning.
Then I, like, go through the rest of my day, like, knowing...
Coming back to that.
Knowing how I want it to be and knowing what I want to do. Yeah. Even if it doesn't all work out exactly as planned, I still set those intentions. Honestly, manifested it a little bit because I'm telling myself this is what's going to happen. Journal in the morning, journal at night, whatever works for you. That was just kind of my spiel on, like, why journaling the morning has been better for me.
It's also very calming. That's what I've been was talking about with, like,
disconnecting
slower
from electronics
slower
and stuff,
mornings
just being with yourself.
Oh, sorry, my screen time, it came up 2 hours only.
Oh, that's really
for
great.
My it was on my computer too, so it was both of them only 2 hours.
Wow, that's surprising,
right? Well, I mean, it was like the weekend and I didn't do homework.
And it also doesn't have to be journaling. It can be something like meditation or yoga or even just reading a book just to like think.
Yeah, anything.
Or going for a podcast walk. That's also something we love.
Going for a non-pocket we'll talk about walks in a second.
All right. Another very, very important thing is sleep. You need sleep, and it becomes pretty mainstream in college to stay up all night.
Or just in life in
general. In life in general, but I think in college it's definitely a culture.
Oh, for sure. Well, because, like, everything happens at night.
Right. But don't do it. Don't do it every night. Because, yes, sometimes you might get so busy and caught up and have to stay up later doing work, but I think that a lot of the time, sometimes people get so used to that routine that they'll either waste time during the day because they're relying on the night to do
just
their work.
Just like burning time.
Or they'll even be done with their work and able to go to sleep, but they'll just stay up on their phones because people are just so used to staying up. And that's not good. Like, everything is better when you get more sleep. Physically, you feel better. Your mood is better. You can focus more and do more during your day. You eat better. You move more. Like,
yeah, you're going to make better choices if you're energized and, like, prepared to make good, all those good choices. But literally, a good night's sleep is the most empowering feeling. I swear to God. I will wake up from, like, a solid, nice 8 hours of sleep, and I'm just convinced I can do anything. I can take over the world. And scientifically goes way deeper than just this stuff. Like, it's all the hormone balances, your body's rhythm, water retention, everything chemically and subconsciously in your body is so dependent on that rest and good, valuable rest. It's just so essential.
I will also say that early is relative. So when I say, like, get a good night's sleep, I think that 8 hours is, like, a great time to aim for, but I don't want to necessarily say, like, go to bed earlier or wake up earlier, because early is relative. Maybe going to bed earlier for you looks like midnight, and for someone else it looks like 10, and maybe getting up early for you looks like 9, when for someone else that could be 6. So the key here is not
it gives the
you
same,
have to wake up at 5 a.m. The tip is try to go to bed a little bit earlier and wake up a little earlier and get a good night's sleep and get your day started well. But that early is relative, so you have to try to find the balance between what is comfortable and natural for you and then what pushes you to be a bit more productive and efficient.
Yeah. We've been talking about a lot of independent things, but now let's talk about being social, and specifically being social with the right people, with the positive, good people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be easy to feel so busy and so in your own world with all of these things that socializing and hanging out with people just seems like it will take away from that. But a truly healthy and well-rounded lifestyle involves a social life. It just needs to be a positive one.
Yeah, you don't need, and by positive we mean like positive effects, fulfilling, positive
rewarding
effects to your life. You know, you don't, the people I like are, may not be the people that you like, the people that you connect with. So you don't need to waste your time and spend your energy on people that aren't going to be like that, you know? But you do need to, and you should be spending your energy on people that are going to be uplifting and supportive and fun to be around, mm-hmm. the people that you connect with.
Yeah, I like walk this fine line between being social and independent, because, like, naturally I am a very social person. I love to talk to people, to get to know people, and, like, to spend time with other people. But I'm also very particular about who I give that energy to and who I spend my time with, because at the same time, I'm also a very independent person. Like, I am very comfortable being by myself and all of that. And I know that spending time with negative people drains your energy, but being around positive people,
it
energizes
changes
you more.
It changes your whole demeanor, and just, like,
it makes, it honestly makes your life kind of worth it, in a sense, or, like, makes everything you do worth it, because then you, like, get,
you
to
get
be
to
this
share
person
that.
And you get
yeah,
to share,
you get
it
to
with
share
other people.
Who you are with people that will value it, and that's mm-hmm. what it's all about, and you get to value who they are.
Yeah. A good way to determine, I think, whether people around you are positive or negative in your life is to think about how you feel when you leave from being with them. When you leave from being with someone or from being with a group of people, do you feel drained and tired, like you need to just, like, go home and flop down?
Do you spend your whole time with them wanting to go home?
Like, ready for it to be over and, like, needing to go home? Or do you leave feeling energized and excited and ready to go take on your next thing? That is when you know that you're on the right people, because the right people add to your life. They don't subtract from it.
Energy, the energy that you give off and the energy you give is constantly being exchanged with other people. So it's being, you know, when you're with positive people, if you're in a positive environment, your energy is going to be amplified because you're building off of each other's energy, each other's, like,
high vibes.
Yeah, good vibrations. Like, genuinely, that's the science, like, mm-hmm. manifesting, law of attraction, vibrations, they're building. If you're with someone with similar or higher vibrations, like, yours are going to be raised, you know, and then you're in this kind of new tier of feeling. The other side of that is if you're with someone with you know, lower vibrations, and
significantly lower, a more negative vibe,
your energy is going to be taken down. That's that draining. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So it's like literally when, can be physically exhausting. Yeah, just it's to physically spend time no. With
that's what I'm saying. So when you leave, someplace feeling drained, you are genuinely drained. Like you are leaving with less energy and less of you than you went into the situation with. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why you're feeling tired. However, if you go with someone that is good and positive and matches you and is on the same vibration level mm-hmm. as you, then you leave feeling 10 times better and, like, yeah. having benefited from that interaction.
Yeah, so being social can be a very positive and is a very important part of your life, but look around and make sure that they are positive experiences, they are positive people, and that it's adding to your life instead of taking away from it. And if you need to make some changes surrounding that,
make them.
Do it.
Yeah. It's so worth it. It is so worth it. It's hard. It is so hard to make those changes, but once you do, it's incredible. Like, you've opened up a whole new
right.
world
and,
for yourself.
And it's also ever-changing in a journey as well. You're not
absolutely.
Always going to have 100% positive people around you. And you're not always going to have the same exact people around you for your whole life. Like, it's kind of a fluid
You cast thing. Them around you for a day, a week, a month, like, years, whatever it is. Yeah. Year, yeah. It's so, everyone is different, and that's the whole thing. People serve different purposes, and you serve different purposes in each yeah. other's lives.
So always be striving for positive social experiences.
And so with that, kind of going back to
more independent things.
And more independent things. Stay organized. Everyone has, you know, different ways of planning their calendar, organizing their work. I'm sure you have a system that works for you. So in school or in work, wherever you are, stick to that. Make sure you're on top of your work so that you do have the mental and physical energy to go do some fun things and do things for you as well, because life is so much more than just work. You want to be proactive and lower your stress and time commitment with school or work or whatever you're involved in so that you can get other things out of your day-to-day life. And organization is so much more than getting your homework done. You know, it's keeping your room tidy, which we need to clean our room.
Yes, it's a big laundry day.
Need to clean the whole apartment, actually. It's Sunday. Yeah. It's Sunday, so we need to get on it. Have enough groceries. Keep a full water bottle with you. All of those, like, seemingly minute things that only take a second to actually do, they can have such a big and calming impact. And I say calming because I know when these things start to slip in my life, I get so overwhelmed and stressed and feel like everything is so chaotic. But when these things are in place, I feel very neutral. I feel in place. And so I try not to see cleaning my room or having nutritious food. Even things like washing my hair enough, that causes me so much stress because I have to, like, plan it out. But I try and see these things as not things that I need to add to my daily life, but more as essentials so that when I have them in place, I feel secure and calm, you know, not stressed and overwhelmed by just more tasks.
I like what you said about the essentials. I feel like having
that is your baseline. Like, yeah.
Yes, that baseline of things that, like, if nothing else, you feel organized and a little bit put together in some way that really will change.
Yeah, your that's mood that whole sense outlook. Of hence sense of like security and calmness and mm-hmm. neutrality.
Yeah,
you know, I need that's to be what better. You're striving for. You're not striving in life. Like, if you're building a life, you're trying to.
It's not perfection.
It's
every
not
day.
Perfection. It's not. You're not always striving for more, more, more. You're. Yes, you are going for more. You're always trying to be like improving and doing new things. But within that, you want to feel.
Like securing secure your baseline and stable in your day-to-day.
And understanding of that life.
Sure.
So stay organized in all aspects.
Number and, seven.
Oh, we were just talking about this.
Yes. Number seven, which I kind of touched on a little bit before, try to lower your screen time. Whether you're at work or school, we are already on our computers so much that when we get home and add hours of random scrolling on top of that, so much of our day is taken up and honestly wasted on screens instead of actually living. There are so many great things that we can get from the internet and from social media, so really make sure that when you are scrolling and when you are on your devices,
it's intentional.
Yeah, and make sure that what you're consuming is intentional and valuable and positive.
And that value can be a funny TikTok. Like, it can be humor. It can be But once you reach the point of, like, you're scrolling for 17 hours on TikTok, then I don't think it's very valuable.
Right, anymore. and then you're in a hole of comparison, or you're so focused on that you're not living your actual life.
So absolutely, like, you can be on your phone.
There's a lot of different ways to get value from
for fun.
The internet.
Yeah, value is not just, like...
Your life has to come first. Your real life has to come first. Just like how negative people can drain you and positive people can excite you.
That same energy exchange and balance comes through your phone. It comes through everything.
Yeah. Negativity on the internet or social media versus positivity on social media does the exact same thing. It drains you or it adds to you. So whoever you're following, whatever you're doing, be aware of what that is and how those things make you feel and take control over it.
Unfollow someone if you don't want to see their stuff. Their stuff doesn't provide value for you, don't follow them. And the same thing if, like, for me, if someone unfollows me, that affects nothing. Like, if you don't want to be seeing my content, if that's not valuable for you, I don't want to make you see it. I don't want you to be seeing it if you don't want to see it, you know? So it's your Instagram account, your TikTok account, your whatever it is.
We have a lot more
unfollow
control
people
over what we consume than I think we do, right? We're like, oh, like, we can't avoid what we see on TikTok and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, yes,
it
you
off.
Can control what apps you're opening. You can control who you're following. You can control who you're looking up and how often you open your phone.
Yeah.
We have a lot more control than we think. Also, are you spending hours sending random Snapchat selfies?
Snapchat selfies.
All I have to say about that is stop.
Next.
Going along with this as well, turn your phone off before bed. Seriously, like, we all know that if
like,
you are sitting in bed scrolling on your phone, hours will go by. It keeps you awake, you get bad sleep. Turn your phone off. Try to have a set time, or at least just put it away whenever you start getting ready for bed.
Something I've, like, we're talking about journaling and how we've both been trying to do it before we start our day in the morning, and Karen's been reading before she goes to bed, but I've been journaling again at night, and I love it. This is, like, mindfulness and journaling can be so valuable here, and because if you want that time off your phone before bed, off screens, and to just wind down and get, once again, reconnected and reaware with yourself before you go to sleep, this is such a perfect time to do that, because you can take that time with yourself to kind of detach from everything that happened during the day, reflect on it, connect with yourself. It'll get you in the right mindset to, one, fall asleep easier, and even better, and this can go way more into, like, a law of attraction episode, which I would love to do, but while you're sleeping, if you put yourself into that mindset before you go to sleep, your subconscious will take the things that you were working on and try to understand and be aware of when you journaled or meditated, whatever it was, your subconscious is going to continue working on that while you sleep. So when you wake up, you're going to be rejuvenated. You're going to be in that good headspace and ready to go for the next day. Like, it is so valuable in so many ways.
Number 8, really quick, a
daily walk.
A daily walk.
Daily walk.
I cannot stress
my favorite
it enough.
Thing
it
ever.
It does not have to be long. 10
doesn't,
minutes.
It doesn't.
All you really need.
Go
it
by
can
yourself.
Be an hour, but it can be 10 minutes.
Literally. Go by yourself. Listen to a good podcast, listen to some music if you want, talk to yourself, speak out loud, I don't care.
Oh, I was literally saying this to me and Catherine the other day, that now when we have AirPods in and we call people, we're just talking out loud on the street. No one knows if you're talking to someone else, if you're talking to self.
Speak out loud if
you
want
to. What a fun social experiment to just walk down the street talking to yourself.
Or
no one would know.
Or if you want to just, like, let your mind go blank during that walk, it's so fun. Sometimes I just like to absolutely zone out and just walk around.
Sometimes when I'm on those walks and I, like, even if I have something playing, like a podcast or music, that's, like, when a lot of my most inspirational and creative thoughts come to me, because it's, like, just me by myself. I'm moving, I'm in my element, and I really reflect. It's very reflective for me.
It's very reflective, once again. Or if you do want to go with a friend, like, you can also do that. But
especially when you're just go all day doing your schoolwork and all that.
Because the other thing is, I walk to class, I walk to the grocery store,
I walk
everywhere.
It's all good.
As, like, a form of transportation. But when I go on my daily walk, a lot of the time, like, I try to make it completely independent of all my other activities, so it feels, once again, like, calm.
Mm-hmm. Number 9 is a very kind of broad tip, but something that I think is really important. just do a variety of things.
Nothing in life is mutually exclusive. You can be contradictory. You know, just because you're the healthy friend doesn't mean you can't order a burger at dinner. Just because you're working on yourself doesn't mean you can't also be really social. There are no rules to what you can and can't do. So if something makes you happy and you want to do it, do it. And to that end, like in school, join clubs, have different types of friend groups, do everything, try everything. Because it's fun. To some extent.
Don't try anything, like, super dangerous.
Please.
But if you're interested in something,
if you're,
even if you think it goes...
Like, don't hold yourself back because of, like, a social construct.
Yes, even if you think that something generally doesn't go with the other things that you do, or, like, generally goes against, like, what people would think of you, like, if something is going to make you happy and you want to do it, do it.
Do it. Because it's fun. It's fun, and if you don't like it, you don't have to continue doing it. And you'll find what it keeps life exciting. You'll find what you like and what you don't like. And similarly, our last point, number 10, is know yourself, know your limits, and once again, just having a good relationship with yourself, you'll be able to look out for yourself. You know, if you need to stay in and sleep one night, be aware of that and stay in. Like, you don't need to go out if you don't want to. If someone can party a lot harder than you, you don't need to keep up with them, and no one is going to pressure you at all. Even if one day, like, you go hard and then the next day you're not feeling it, you do not have to maintain that. Know yourself. Be confident enough in yourself to follow through with that.
I think that's a core thing to remember when you do anything, is there's no right answer to anything.
There
really isn't. People take different approaches on anything.
Yeah.
The point is that you have your reasons for doing what you're doing, and you're confident in that.
Confidence,
right?
Is key.
Even if somebody thinks a different way, as long as you are both, like, fully confident in the choices that you're making, that's what it's about. It's
entirely.
Not about doing one specific thing. It's about feeling confident in what you're doing.
In the moment.
Welcome to
Double Take.
And our first question kind of goes off of what we were just talking about. This person asks, how do I deal with peer pressure? How do I deal with peer pressure? I feel like people will judge me.
So peer pressure, the peer pressure we were all taught in school, like people forcing drugs on you, is not real. At least in my experience, peer pressure is something you create, you internalize yourself. It's not other people pushing it onto you. It's you convincing yourself that you need to be something you're not, or the people around you won't think you're enough. And that is not true.
Yeah, and that's not to say that those feelings aren't legit and that it's all in your head. I think that it's just a little more, like, indiscreet than people make it seem when you're, like, learning about peer pressure, right? Like, I've never had an experience where someone's, like, forcing things onto me or trying to force me to do something.
Do anything.
But it's that social
pressure
where even if someone's, like, not saying it, to do the things
it's
that,
like,
everyone else
you
is doing.
You think that is the thing.
Or because maybe people have judged you or made you feel wrong for doing something a little different. That probably just means that it's not the right people.
Yeah. So that goes back to the people. So people who are your real friends and who actually deserve your energy, love you for who you are, like, they're gonna be understanding, even if, once again, if you have different takes one day versus the next, like, people who understand that and who are your real friends are not gonna pressure you differently between different days and, like, try and force you to maintain whatever you did last night. You know,
right.
You don't have to do that every night if you don't want to. So to answer your question, no one is going to judge you, and if they do, that sucks for them because they don't deserve you in their life. So either way, just focus on solidifying your baseline with yourself first, and you won't even need to ask that question anymore because you will be so confident and aware of who you are and what you want out of your life, any situation, that you'll be able to just
Be around people who don't make you feel uncomfortable for making the choices that you make. And then be confident in whatever those choices are.
Oh, yeah. Be in environments.
Yes.
That you don't even need to ask
Because
about.
I think what we've been saying is, like, oh, peer pressure, like, doesn't really exist. It's all internal. But what we mean to say is it's not super in your face. But it still does exist in the way that people can be judgmental. People can be mean. But the right people are not. The people that deserve to be around you are not.
How do you know when to take a rest day versus when you just don't feel like working out?
We all need rest days every week. When you have a consistent workout routine, make sure to schedule in 1 to 3 rest days depending on whatever feels best for you and what works with your schedule.
If you find your own balance with, you know, the amount of rest days that you plan for, then you won't often need more. But there are inevitably going to be some days where you don't feel like working out. So the question you should ask yourself in that situation are, have I taken my rest day or days this week, or am I due for one? And in that case,
if
take one.
If you are ready for one, then
if you're
take
ready
one.
For one, take one. Or have I been way more active than normal and my body is just so fatigued that I need a break? So if you've been going a little bit harder, maybe you've been, like, you stayed out a little bit later.
You've just been
you've
doing
been
a ton of walking.
Doing a
maybe
ton of
your
walking.
Your workouts have been really intense.
Maybe you're getting sick.
Right. There are times when, like, your body really does need a break. Listen to
and
that.
And in that situation, like, those are one-off situations. But again, know your body, know yourself, evaluate that, be aware, and make a decision based on who you are and your confidence level with that.
Then I would say ask yourself, am I physically exhausted, or am I just mentally exhausted from other things?
Both are very valid.
Right, but in the case of just being mentally exhausted, I think getting yourself to the gym is the hardest part because that's all mental. But it's probably exactly what you need to take that mental break and revive yourself and, you know, bring that energy back to yourself. So in that case, you probably don't actually need a rest day and it's in your head. Also ask yourself, have I been getting enough sleep? Have I been drinking enough water? Eating right? All of those things. Make sure you're recovering properly so that you don't, like, have these moments of feeling like you don't want to and stuff because your body is properly recovered.
All right, final question of the double take segment is actually a scenario.
We love this.
I'm just going to read out. I'm going to read it out. Guys, I have a problem. I've been in love with my guy best friend for over a year and we're super close. He has a girlfriend and I don't want to get in the way. And I've told him that I like him last summer, but he just got together with his girlfriend at that point. At first, I thought it was just a crush and it would fade, but honestly, at this point, I don't know if I'll ever find someone that matches me better. And he always says stuff like that I'm the most important girl he has in his life, and that he would do anything for me. I just don't know what to do because, one, I want to tell him, but I can't lose him as a friend, and two, I feel so sorry for his girlfriend, and I don't want to be the girl that ruins relationships, which is why I've been super careful not to cross boundaries, but I'm also so jealous at times, and I don't know if you guys have a good tip or have been in a similar situation because this is really messing with my head at the moment.
Okay. We love this. And
we love this. This is what the double take segment is built for.
We want to give you all of our advice. Obviously, like, we're not experts on any of that.
We can speak on our own experiences and our own
Right. And I think it's cool to just hear from other people who are around the same age and the same stages of life as
you.
Same
interests, like, same.
Yeah, what they would do. So we decided that next week we want our episode to be all
full
about
of this stuff,
giving you advice, giving you, like, pretty much just a full double take episode, giving you our take on whatever life situation you are and kind of what we would do in that situation. So we're actually going to save this question for next week. And if you guys want to submit your questions, join the Girls with Goals group chat. It's always linked in the show notes. And you can submit all of your questions for advice. You can DM us on Instagram, too, if you want. Mm-hmm. But joining that group chat is, like, the easiest way to make sure that it's in there. Relationship advice, life advice.
Literally anything, we will give you our little double take.
Whatever you're going through right now, we want to give you our opinions and maybe help you get some clarity on what you should do in those situations.
And just talk, because this is fun to, like, learn about each other's lives.
Right. It's super exciting. And maybe we'll even have our own things to bring to the table. Honestly, I think
that could be
really cool.
No.
If Catherine and I each bring
like
one of our own scenarios and we talk through it with each other too. We'll do that, guys, okay? So make sure you're tuning in next week.
Okay. You have to come next week.
Also, if you have made it to the end of the episode, if you guys have been listening, please subscribe on Spotify or Apple
Podcasts
or wherever you listen.
It helps so much and we love it and we
it
love
really means a lot.
Having you guys be a part of this community. Thank you for being here. We love you.
All right. See you next week, guys.
Have a good week.
Bye.